This is Relevant in Rome, a weekly podcast from the Vatican with Relevant Radio Rome correspondent Ashley Nerona. Now here's the latest on Pope Francis and all that's happened in Rome this week.
Live to Rome for the Pope's general weekly audience, which took place via stream because, as you know, most of Italy is closed because of the coronavirus. St. Peter's Square now closed to tourists as well. Ashley Nerona is our Vatican correspondent this morning, not only telling us what the Holy Father said in his catechesis, continuing on the Beatitudes, but what's going on in Italy right now with the coronavirus. Ashley, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm happy to tell you that I'm well, that the sun is shining in the Eternal City today. And sure enough, the Pope did give his weekly audience message, although it was not public. It was actually by video. And that is because, of course, as our listeners know, Italy has decreed that public events will not take place, and this decree is covering until the 3rd of April. But indeed, his message went out today. And John, that message was focusing on the fourth beatitude. So blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. So he was looking at Matthew 5, verse 6, and talking about the fact that Jesus is talking about not only hungering and thirsting for what he called personal and social justice, what the Pope called personal and social justice, but also that we are hungry and thirsting for righteousness in the eyes of God. And then Pope Francis looked to Psalm 63 and what this thirst could mean, the idea that in that verse, it says, "Oh God, you are my God. I pine for you. My heart thirsts for you." And of course, looked to St. Augustine's quote that you have made us for yourself and our hearts are restless until they rest in you. So that same thirst is in every single human heart. We all feel it, and we cannot be satisfied. We cannot be fulfilled until we find Christ. And it's through the Paschal mystery that he has reconciled us to the Father, and he allows us to share that good news, that good news of our salvation with everyone around us. And today the Pope reminded us that the Beatitude, it promises us that by promoting justice, we will also find satisfaction, because the way that we thirst for righteousness, well, that's going to be quenched only by that love that God pours out upon his children. And so that is what we especially pray for this week. We pray that we too will hunger and thirst for righteousness, remembering that that can only be fulfilled through the truth of our Lord Jesus Christ, John.
The Eternal City is known as the quarantine city today with the COVID-19 virus. Yes, Ashley, yes. Nerona, our Vatican correspondent, with the information about the Pope's general weekly audience, continuing his catechesis on the Beatitudes, doing that via streaming today because all public events are closed. What's it like to live there under the umbrella of this COVID-19 threat, which has been particularly difficult for many people in Italy, especially in northern Italy, but no public masses until April 3rd. What's life like for you, Ashley?
Yes. So, indeed, what's called the Zona Rossa, the red zone, the quarantine area has been extended over the entire nation. So that means, John, from a practical perspective, there are restrictions on travel. So that means all non-essential travel has been prohibited. But people are still going to work. There are cafes, there are restaurants, there are bars that are open on the streets. Grocery stores are open. Pharmacies are open. But they have asked that people only go out for essentials. So if you need to go for your medicines, if you need to go to the supermarket. Now, also, they have asked that people remain within a 1 meter distance of each other. This has been absolutely fascinating to see it play out, John, because, well, for those of our listeners who have been to Italy, you might know that standing even in a single file line isn't easy for Italians. But instead, they have so beautifully managed to do this. And because each supermarket, for example, can only allow a certain amount of people in at a time, now they do that so that when inside, there won't be crowding, so that people will still be 1 meter apart from each other. So they have required that people wait in line in order to get in. And as one goes out, the next goes in, and people are standing perfectly in this 1 meter distance line very patiently. So to give you an update also on the cases here, there has not been an additional case of COVID-19 discovered in Vatican City. You may remember that there was one case on Friday that came to the fore. That was a person who had come for an interview there at the clinic, and the next day was actually tested positive. And so that is why the Vatican did stop to sanitize all of their facilities and temporarily close their clinic. But that is up and working again. Vatican offices are open. Now, people in general are trying to avoid having live meetings. So they're having a lot of digital meetings, phone calls, and then people are working from home when they can. So now the good news is that despite the fact that no public masses are being said until the 3rd of April, churches are open for prayer. So my husband John and I had the opportunity yesterday to go and spend some time at the Church of Our Lady of Grace. And there were about 9 people inside, everyone praying quietly, and of course with a great big distance apart as well. Now, Cardinal Donatus, who with the Vicariate, of course, who this came down from, he says that he hopes that the idea of the masses being ceased for the moment will help people to rediscover what is essential and to recover the taste for prayer. That's been a major prayer here, John. Everyone is praying that people will, during this time, not only will the scourge end, but that people will turn back to God as this is happening. So we have been asked to pray by the Cardinal Vicar, especially for the sick, especially for their caregivers. Of course, we're hearing stories down here in the South of the caregivers up north. They are working at an absolutely breakneck, many think unsustainable pace to take care of the people who are coming in. And you know, John, one thing that you and I have talked about before on this program is the sad state of the demographic reality of Italy. You know, we have a negative birth rate population here, and we have the oldest, in other words, the population with the most elderly people in Europe. And so as a result of that, Italy is getting hit especially hard by the reality of this virus. Pope Francis wrote a letter. He wrote a letter to the people of Northern Italy and actually managed to disseminate it through the pages of a popular newspaper in Padova called Il Mattino. And the idea was that he wanted to let all the people who are suffering through this know that the Pope's heart is with them, and to give them what he called a caress through the pages of that newspaper. So he said that this is a moment for prayer, this is a moment for closeness, and it's also a moment for hope. See, he reminded us that even at these difficult moments that God is speaking to us, and that during this time, we really see what men and women of goodwill are capable of, the way that people are going above and beyond to help their neighbors. And again, he also reminded us to pray for medical personnel and, of course, for those who are suffering with this disease, for their families. And you can also imagine that the economy of Italy, which is already very weak, already teetering, it has been just pushed to the brink by this. And so we are just hoping and praying, of course, no one knowing how long this is going to continue. But yesterday, a Rosary Novena began here in Rome. So I ask all of our listeners to join in that, and for the next 9 days to offer your rosary specifically for the end of this scourge, and that people will turn to God. And also, today is a day that has been called for throughout the world for fasting and prayer, specifically for this intention. So we are certainly in all of this together, and Italy has dealt with many crises over the centuries the last being World War II. And so we are, the Italian government has acted swiftly. They've been very transparent. And so at the moment, we feel that all that's being done, all that can be done, is being done. So we continue to do our best. John, my husband John and I were happy to report that we are healthy, we're doing well, we have lots of supplies here. The sun is shining beautifully in the Eternal City, which of course brings our mind to the Son of God himself. And we're going to just keep on keeping on over here in the Eternal City, John.
Ashley Nerona, live from Rome this morning, our Vatican correspondent. How are the seminarians at the North American College, Ashley?
Well, that's interesting because, first of all, this also meant that all the station masses, which were happening and being sponsored by the North American College, they happen every day ordinarily during Lent, those came to a quick halt a few days ago. And so my husband John and I were so pleased that we were able to participate in some of those. But as of yesterday, the men at the North American College did get the official okay to go back to their diocese if their bishop has requested that. So many, many men have left the country today very quickly to get back home because nobody knows what travel restrictions are going to come in the future. Nobody knows what quarantine restrictions are going to come. So the idea was for them to get out quickly. All universities are closed, so that means that neither my husband nor I will be teaching this semester. We're just kind of waiting and watching, hoping and praying, John.
And our Relevant Radio listeners, our family, join in that prayer with you and John as well. Ashley Nerona is an American living in Rome. She teaches crisis communications and media training to priests and seminarians and, of course, is our Vatican correspondent. And she and her husband have founded the Truth and Beauty Project, which provides Renaissance-style theological formation for visitors to Rome. Much more online at truthandbeautyproject.com. Ashley, thanks. God bless you in our prayers.
Grazie. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Relevant in Rome is your weekly connection to the Vatican. Listen to live reports from Rome with Ashley Nerona every Wednesday morning at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on Morning Air. And listen right here next week to Relevant in Rome for the latest on Pope Francis and news from the Vatican.